We welcome you into the studio. Dave Spadaro joined by the newest member of the Philadelphia Eagles, safety Chris Pyszczynski. Did I get that right?
Pyszczynski.
Yeah? Because
yep.
These people screw up my name, too. Spadaro, Spadoro.
I've heard it all.
Yeah. Hey, man, welcome to Philadelphia.
Appreciate it. Glad to be here.
How did you get here? Tell me the story.
Well, I've been in Jacksonville the last 3.5 years, and then unfortunately I had a little elbow injury, got injury waves, so I've been rehabbing for about the past 6 weeks, and I had a workout last week, and fortunately it worked out for the best, and now I'm here with the Philadelphia Eagles, and excited to get going.
Ready to rock. Yeah. Fans have no idea what goes on at a workout. What are the important aspects of a workout?
Coming into it, I mean, for me, I knew Coach Kelly, and I knew how much the up-tempo system, and so I just want to be in good shape. I knew the workout would probably involve something. They're going to run me through some drills at a pretty good pace, so I want to be in really good shape, and then just a lot of defensive back drills, work with Coach Lovett, Coach Light, and just trying to see how you move your hips, trying to see how you come out of breaks.
It's almost like a combine. They run you through those.
I mean, it's just a lot of position work. The good thing, unfortunately, they don't make you run a 40 here, which some teams, you'll run a 40, and it's almost the.
Yeah, but the fans are like, this is, we just signed White Lightning, so right. they want you to run the they right. want you to run the 40.
Yeah,
4.39, is that right?
Coming out of college, yeah, my pro day, I ran 4.39. Some had a low 4.4s, but yeah, I'd say that's one of my better strengths, my speed.
And then do you get a sense, Chris, at that time that the Eagles like what you've done, or is it kind of a waiting game?
Yeah, I mean, I got a chance to meet a lot of the coaches, Coach Kelly, and they all said good things about the workout. Didn't get much time to spend and sit down and talk football, but it seemed like it went pretty well. And fortunately, they're able to get me back here and get me on the roster. So I'm pumped. I'm excited to get going.
It's the middle of the season here. There's only so much that you can learn. I mean, you can't make up for missing the OTAs and the spring right. workouts and training camp. So how does a player come into a defensive system and learn the defense?
Yeah, I mean, that's the kind of the part I'm going through now. And it can be a little overwhelming, but for me, I just try to get into the playbook as much as you can, whatever free time. Last night in the hotel, just checking things out until you're ready to crash. And then this morning, I'm meeting coaches. And from my time being here in a day and a half, the players here, I mean, they're awesome, and they're more than willing to help with any questions regarding the playbook or anything about the organization. So that makes it 10 times easier. So right now, I just got to start picking up on the details and the fundamentals and how they teach technique here, and then just watch and learn and get mental reps. And when I'm in there, try to communicate and make the most of it.
And the learning curve on special teams not quite as severe. I mean, there are basics, obviously, from one kick, from one team to another. So do you expect to have a chance to go down there and help there?
No doubt. And I think my last year or so in Jacksonville, it was big on special teams, and I had a chance to sit with Coach Phipp. And concepts in special teams, you can only do so much. So I think that'll fit in well, and I know how well the special teams have been playing here. I don't know, they got 4 or 5 touchdowns.
It's been great. It's been unbelievable. You're going to come in, they're going to say, hey, you're not going to play well. You're going to go out there and dominate.
Right. That's what they want to do. So for me, I just want to fit in wherever I can, help. I know the season they're having, I mean, obviously it's going in a positive direction. So I just want to fit in wherever I can and help it rolling.
Do you anticipate tomorrow getting onto the practice field, bit of butterflies?
Oh, no doubt. Yeah. And I think if you don't have butterflies in that situation, I don't know, you're probably not meant to be here. But I'm passionate about it, and I'm excited. I like how things are run around here, and just the culture that I can see Coach Kelly's built with the time he's been here, it's pretty amazing.
When's the last time you hit somebody?
Week 4.
Yeah, so it's been a while,
it's been a while.
Your body,
I feel good.
You must be looking forward to that, getting to that physical part of it.
Yeah, my legs feel good. My elbow's healthy. So
good.
For me, I feel like middle of the season right now, I feel like coming into camp where you're feeling good. So I'm ready to go.
Chris, thanks.
Yep.
Nice to meet you. Chris Pyszczynski, the newest Philadelphia Eagle, in studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.